Ellen, would you introduce our guest, our main guest, and then our secondary guest?
I will. This is another example of an artist coming forward to do something wonderful for Winter Walk.
I should speak, Colleen?
Yeah. Okay. Hi, you have to speak directly into the microphone. Okay. It's that kind of mic. This is Marina Bilek Houghton. Bilak. And okay. Maurice, her husband, Maurice.
Hello.
So you're Mr. Houghton.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Houghton.
Yes. Houghton and Bilek.
Houghton.
Bilek.
Houghton. Bilek. Okay.
Easy way to remember my second name is Bilaki.
Bilaki. Ah, okay.
Bilek.
And you're from Texas?
No. That's funny.
I try to be, I swear.
I'm guessing so many different countries. Actually, I'm from Ukraine, and just because at some point I spoke five languages, even when I'm back home, people ask me, where are you from? Because my pronunciation changes every time when I learn another language.
So, how long have you lived in Hudson?
It's 2 years. We moved in September 2015.
From? Mm-hmm.
Originally from New York.
From there. New York City.
New York City, yes.
Ah. What brings you to Hudson?
Actually, art.
Are you both artists?
No, she's the artist.
Okay.
I'm the lover of art.
Oh. You mean lover of the artist.
That too.
Actually, Maurice is a big critic for me, art critic, even though he doesn't have an art education, but he has a great eye for the arts. I love going to the museums with him, and now when I work in my studio, he spends a lot of time there, and if something passes his eye and judgment, it means a success.
And is your studio here in Hudson? Or?
Yes, I'm very lucky. It's just the way I wanted since I was a teenager. I wanted my studio to be close to my house. So my studio right now is right in the back of our house. So I can be a good wife, cooking in the kitchen, and I spend as much time as I want in my studio.
Whoa, back up a second. Maurice, where did you find this lady?
She fell right into my hands on Valentine's Day, actually. Ah. Went to one of her shows, and, you know, it was one of those things when I saw her, I knew right then and there she would be the one for me.
And you knew she'd cook and clean for you as well?
No, I didn't. I had no idea. Okay. I just loved her work.
Great. I know things are a little different in the Ukraine, but, you know, you're here now. You got to make him cook sometimes, too, you know?
I'm cooking all the time.
I could use a slow cooker.
So tell us about this piece that you're doing for Winter Walk and how it all came about. And
So this is my very first public sculpture installation. Yeah. I call it symbolically Ukrainian Winter Walk. It symbolizes a lot of things, and it has to do with a very long history of this symbol of a star in Ukraine. So traditionally, Ukrainian star has a shape of octagram, eight rays coming from the center. And these rays, they stand for connections when all sides of the world are connected. And it indicates balance, harmony, and equilibrium. So I was thinking that it can really fit into this town, Hudson, because to me, Hudson became such a multinational and multicultural town. It's open to new ideas, it respects everybody's culture, and star also has this universal meaning to it. Almost every culture has one type of a star or another. And my star carries Ukrainian motifs, that's what I am. And I just feel so free to be what I am in this town.
Yeah, and so has Ellen, who's from that obscure place called Kirkwood, New York. You know, it's a very,
very obscure.
Up near Binghamton. And, you know, bringing her here has really increased the diversity of Hudson.
Oh, would you stop?
Hey, I'm from Yonkers. There aren't too many Yonkers people here either.
That's true. No, I believe in everything you're saying.
So how do you, what are the various media you use for your various work? I mean, this piece is made of what?
So this particular art project is made mainly from wood, mm-hmm. Treated wood, masonite, and acrylic paint. So inside, it's like a very heavy structure, wooden structure. And when the structure was finished, I made a painting on the surface of this structure. And on the end, I fixed it with varnish because I wanted to make sure that this work of art is ready for weather, for winter mm-hmm. weather, mm. for rainy day or snowy day. It should be strong enough and survive this winter.
So does it stand up, or is it going to be attached to something?
Oh, there's actually a specially built base for this star.
So I'm looking at this card you have, and it shows you building it. And there you are with a drill and a saw, a bench saw, and a glue gun of some sort. I mean, you do everything. So you cook and you, like, build all the furniture in the house and everything?
Well, I guess in order to answer this question, I almost have to go back to my childhood.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. We got time.
The way I was raised, there was no difference between male kind of job or female kind of job. Job was there just to be done. And I was about 7 years old when Soviet Union collapsed, mm-hmm. and my parents lost everything, like literally everything. So everything what we wanted to have, we had to make ourselves. There was no things to buy and go to the stores and find it. So my father is a handyman. He had to learn how to be a handyman in order to find some kind of job. And he didn't have sons. So all his daughters were around him, and we learned a lot of stuff from him. And yes, you see, there's power saw. I really enjoy working with it. It looks like dangerous, but if you follow all the rules, safety rules, as you see, I still have all my fingers, so mm-hmm. it's all safe.
And yes. My part is to make sure I capture her using all these wonderful tools.
That's your photographs. I see you have your camera with you. And did you take that picture too?
Actually, she took that picture. Yeah.
Of the work itself, I'm referring to, because there's a card here. Yeah. Are you going to hand out those at Winter Walk? Or?
Oh, we're already doing that.
Okay.
Yes. It's
because I'm sure a lot of people. It's only going to be there for the one event, or is it going to stay up for a while?
Well, this work will be there for Winter Walk from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., and we already found a location for it after a Winter Walk.
Oh, where's that going to be?
Which is going to be next to our church, Episcopalian Church.
Christ Church.
Oh, great.
Oh, I thought you were going to mention the Ukrainian churches.
That would be too simple, right? And too easy. So I think I like that location. The courthouse is mm-hmm. right there. Mm-hmm. The
yep.
post office
yep.
is right there. So
yep.
we will get more people to
nice.
See it.
There used to be a, I think it was a snowflake that was always mounted for every Christmas holiday, and including Winter Walk, on the top of the flagpole on top of Promenade Hill. That park that runs along the river there is called Promenade Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow it got broken and was never replaced by the city. So this, in my mind, replaces that snowflake that was there for so many years.
Well,
so
that's another option.
It's meant to attract people down the street, it seems to me. It's one good reason why it's there.
And the it's all painted on acrylic and masonite board, and it's a very elaborate design. It's geometric. And as you say, it has the symbolism of the 8.8 points of the star. And I see now, looking at it, that every star, it's a series of stars on top of each other. And each one has 8 points, and it, you know, kind of builds up, or you can see it looking down either way, either direction. So I guess it comes out a little bit, must come out a couple of inches as well, right? I mean, when you, it's really quite a magnificent piece. And is this indicative of most of your work? Is this, you do kind of sculptural painting?
Well, I kind of do a lot of different stuff.
I see you brought something. Is that an example of something else
you
do?
Actually, this is, yeah, just a little example.
Oh, this is what you do when you're, like, not doing all these other things. Unbelievable.
This is a piece of Ukrainian embroidery.
Oh, man, that's gorgeous.
I learned how to do this embroidery when I was, I think, like 6 or 5.
I guess it's a table runner, right?
I continue. It's Rushnik, yeah.
Oh, Rushnik, of course.
Rushnik, yes.
You know Rushnik,
right? It has a lot of symbolic meaning to it
as
well.
Can you explain it?
Well, the most important to me and my husband is that that's the way we were married.
Mm-hmm.
In the church, our hands were tied with Rushnik made by my mom.
This piece.
This
I mean, not this very one, but a piece
this,
you tie your arms together and
yes.
Very nice.
Yes, and now it's in our bedroom. It symbolizes the protection.
Mm-hmm.
So our family photo is under this Rushnik in our room.
I see. Do the geometric designs have any meaning, or is it just a pattern you create?
In this particular one, you see mostly diamond and mm-hmm. squares.
Mm-hmm.
Diamonds stand for heavenly world, and square for material world. And then you see their mutual intersection when spirituality and practicality comes together.
Very nice. Are you do you exhibit or sell your stuff locally at all yet?
Well, I did have quite a few shows in the city when
mm-hmm.
I lived in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And this summer, we actually collaborated together with Maurice on one sculpture project. And we were showing at the Catskill Gallery. On the
what did he do? Just carry it in for you or take some photos afterwards? Come on, what did he do really?
Actually, it was very intimate process, and he just had to be there.
Hmm. It was the negative space between our bodies. So we had different shape from different parts of our bodies, and it was displayed in
a sculpture.
Catskill.
In a sculpture
yes,
form.
So you had to be there.
Yes,
yeah.
I had to be there. Yeah, for that I had to be there.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
And then you cut this out and then painted it, or
actually. It's very intimate.
okay.
So our bodies, we would take some positions, quite intimate mm-hmm. positions in the studio. I would mix some plaster with water.
Mm-hmm.
It's like liquid material.
Mm-hmm.
And then literally pouring that material between our body.
Mm-hmm.
And it was complete surprise what the result would be. That's why we call it negative space
mm-hmm.
between positive bodies. Mm-hmm. So what we ended up with are these quite abstract shapes. And when you really look closer, you kind of
you can see the dirty parts.
Identify something.
Nice. Sounds great. I wish I'd seen it. So you do embroidery. You do sculptural work. Do you do just oil on canvas at all?
Yes, that's the way I started.
Oh, okay.
When I was 15 years old, I decided to be like serious about art.
Mm-hmm.
After graduation from my high school, I went to study art. And it was 5 years of very classical, traditional art education, a lot of drawing, a lot of
and
copies.
That was in
from
the Ukraine?
Yes, it was back home in Ukraine.
Is it like a Royal Academy type thing?
Yes, yeah. That's the type of education. And then I took some culture courses in Budapest. Then I moved
Budapest.
To...
Remember Budapest, Ellen?
No, I don't.
Oh, neither do I. Go ahead.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. It is beautiful.
I know it is.
Then I moved to Prague, and I studied in Charles University.
Oh, nice.
It's the oldest university
mm-hmm.
in Central
yeah.
Europe. Life in Prague was wonderful. People call it the heart of Europe.
That's right.
So
in fact, Milan Kundera, the great Czechoslovakian writer, has wrote ages ago about how he always defended that they would call it Eastern Europe. Because it's really it's the center of Europe, exactly. When you look at a real map of Europe.
Yeah. So it allowed me to travel a lot. Mm-hmm. While nice. Being in Prague for 4 years, I could travel because it was like, you know, 4 hours and you're in Venice.
Mm-hmm.
Or 5 hours and mm-hmm. you're in Paris. Mm-hmm. So I could see major museums, European museums. Sure. It was wonderful. And then in 2012, I came to New York and I got my second MFA from New York Studio School
mm-hmm.
In the historical building where Whitney Museum historically was mm-hmm. located.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2015, we moved to Hudson and nice. Now we're here.
Oh, wow. And it's just because you heard about the art scene here and realized it was a little easier to do it?
We actually came to Hudson to see one of her professors from the New York City Art oh. School showing at John Davis's gallery oh. at the time, and we came and we spent the weekend a lot of the shops on yeah. Warren Street, and we're still not sure who said to whom, let's move here. But next thing you know, we were looking at houses and we found an agent and started telling we want to move to Hudson.
Wow.
And we just did it.
That's pretty incredible.
It's interesting how people get you hear that? Here.
John Davis Gallery yeah. is really probably
yeah, it's a good one.
One of the best here.
Yeah, totally agree.
Who was your teacher? What was
Bruce Garnier. He's a wonderful sculptor. Actually, he's showing right now at John Davis
oh.
some beautiful bronzes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know his work.
Fascinating
yeah.
Yeah. work. We own great. One, actually,
oh, nice.
One of his works, yeah.
So what's your future in the art world of Hudson? Do you have, like, any shows ready to go, or are you just getting your feet wet? And
well, I just plan to continue working and be yeah. busy in my studio. I'm the kind of person who doesn't like to plan a lot. Mm-hmm. I just keep working, and opportunity will present mm-hmm. itself. I do have a few projects going on practically in my studio, and then I have a few projects going on in my head, and I just need time to work on it.
So clearly you're not married to a Russian oligarch. What do you do for, how do you sustain yourself when you're not working art?
Well, I think I was lucky through entire my life because, yes, I my parents are not rich. They really didn't support me. I mm-hmm. actually helped them. Yeah. I started selling my work when I was in my teens.
Oh, wow. Oh, so you have done well with your own work.
Yes,
I
was
hear.
Financially supporting myself completely in Europe. But my education, for example, I didn't have to pay for it. I
sure.
got the Fulbright scholarship
nice.
Back home. In Charles University, the education is for free. I just wow. had to learn Czech language and pass all
That's
the
awesome.
Exams. So that's
just,
what I did.
Just knocked check. It off one night.
Yeah, and in how I got to New York, I met a very great friend. He was an American scientist, mm-hmm. And his wife was Czech. And that's how he spent time in Prague. And he started buying my artwork. And
oh, that's
he
great.
Saw the potential. He saw the talent. And he said, how about you come to America and study some more? And I said, well, that sounds great, but I have no means to go there. So he said, if you really want it, I can sponsor your education.
Wow.
And that's how
beautiful.
It happened.
That's
We're talking to
unusual in this day and age, I think.
Yeah.
Marina Bilak
Houghton now.
Houghton. And her husband, Maurice Houghton. Do you take the name Bilak as your middle name?
No.
Ah, oh, that's sexist.
Well, she took mine.
Were you married in New York or in Hudson,
married,
New York?
We were married here in Hudson.
Oh.
At Christ Church.
Yes. Oh, nice. Nice.
Mother Eileen nice. Did the honors.
Very yeah. nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was beautiful wedding. I was so free. Maurice said, okay, you just have the wedding the way you want it. So I had Ukrainian folk band. I had Ukrainian dancers and Ukrainian band for the evening.
Where did you find all these Ukrainians?
Ukrainian community is so organized in this country. There's
yeah.
so many.
Are there many left in Hudson?
Actually, there's two Ukrainian
churches. I know,
churches.
Two churches. But it's like, where are the Ukrainians?
Well, you know, a lot of people call themselves Ukrainians because of their parents
mm-hmm.
and their
sure.
ancestors.
Sure, no, I understand that. Right.
Yeah, and a lot of their children maybe don't speak Ukrainian right. as well, but they go to Ukrainian schools, mm-hmm. Sunday schools, and then they participate in different creative projects like dancing or mm-hmm. music. And there's so many festivals through entire country where you can familiarize yourself right. with Ukrainian culture.
And I heard that that Lower East Side community has yes. actually gotten bigger recently, right? Where
Yes, it's growing. Yeah. There's beautiful Ukrainian museum. There's mm-hmm. big school. There's a theater. There's a club. There's a few Ukrainian restaurants.
There was one written up recently in the New York Times.
Yes, one of the restaurants. Taras Bulba.
Yes, right.
Yes, it's
yeah.
one nice of the best.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming in. Ellen, do you have any more questions for our guests?
No, I just can't wait to see this.
Yeah, I can't either.
When's it going to be installed? Sometime on Saturday?
Yes.
Yeah, at 5 p.m. it should be right there.
Oh, that's right,
because
it's yes. going to be in the middle of right. the street.
Yes, it is. Yes. Maurice, are you a professional photographer or is it a hobby?
No,
or
it's, my, a hobby. It's a okay. hobby of mine that I enjoy doing. So
great.
And I get a lot of opportunity with her to practice
Excellent.
My hobby.
Excellent. Okay, well, thanks for coming in. This is turning out to be a winter walk. I don't know if you heard our previous guests, but they were also about winter walk. So we've been doing a lot of promotion for Winter Walk today. But that's okay, because it's a great event in Hudson. It brings a lot of people to our town, our small city. And,
have you been in here in time for any other Winter Walks? When did you move here?
We moved
2015.
And
2015,
ironically,
right.
We had our housewarming on Winter Walk in 2015. And we had people knocking on our door thinking that we were part of the Winter Walk because they look through the window and they see a lot of Marina's artwork
on the
wall.
Yeah. Oh, you live on Warren Street?
Yes,
on Warren. Nice. Yes.
So did you sell anything
We kept trying to convince people that we were not part of the Winter Walk.
Yeah, it was a nice coincidence. And this year, it's not a coincidence. This year, we are officially part of Winter
right.
Walk.
That's right. great. Well, thank you for coming in. Thank you for,
thank you for
being a new part of our great little city.
Thank you.
And that's great. Once again, Marina Bilak-Houghton and her husband, Maurice Houghton. I'm going to start calling him Maurice Bilak-Houghton just to raise his consciousness.
We had that conversation.
Thanks for coming in.